say Zach Daf Chavches. So we're on Daf. We're about to turn the page. We are on Daf Chavches. Let me go back. Rav, we'll go back to Amud Aleph just to get to the flow. So Rav, who learns from the word Shana B'Shana, that the year count for the Bechor, it's based on its birth, not based on any calendar calculation. V'Rav, Nechal Shnei Yom V'Layla Echa Minolei, how does he know that the Bechor can be eaten for 2 days and one night? Nachulei, he learns it out, U'mibsaram Yelach Chachazeh HaTnufa V'Shok Hayamim. The Bsaram, the meat of the Bechor, should be like the Chazit and the Shok of the Shlamim. Hikish Akasa, the Gemara makes a comparison between the Bechor, the Chazeg V'Shok Shal Shlamim. Ma'ala Halon, just like over there with the Shlamim, it's Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad. You can eat it for 2 days and one night. Afkan Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad, 2 days and one night. That's where you learn it from. The Gemara says, start today. The Ida. Now, according to the Beirav, who learned that the Bechor is eaten for 2 days and one night from the fact that it says Shana V'Shana, why don't they learn it out from the comparison to Shlamim? So the Gemara says, Imi Hasam, have you learned it over there? Ikal Neymar, Chazeh V'Shok Shal Toda. Who says you're comparing it to the Chazeh V'Shok of the Shlamim? Maybe you're comparing it to the Chazeh V'Shok of the derivative of Shlamim, which is the Toda, which is only one day and one night. So how do you say that? So the Gemara says, right, Ina Chanami. The Idach, Rav, okay, he's going back, Rav, who learns that the Bechor is eaten for 2 days and one night from Ubsaram Yihi Yelach, right? He learns it out from Ubsaram Yihi Yelach. And he makes a hekesh to Shlamim. How does he know that that's not a hekesh to the Shoku Toda? So he says, no, you're right, Enoch Hanani. That was for Toda, but he learns the Bechor is eaten for 2 days and one night from another place. Because Amakra, the Pasuk says, at the end of that Pasuk, it says, Lecha Yihiyeh. What's the full pasuk? The pasuk is Ubsaram Yelach Kachazet Shulva Ukishok Hayimin Lecha Yihiyeh. What's the extra Lecha Yihiyeh? Lecha Yihiyeh Hosif Lecha Kasev Havaya Acheres. The Torah now adds for you another time, and that's Bechor. To teach you the Bechor, that not only does it catch the comparison of a Toda of one day and one night, it gets an extra time Lecha Yihiyeh for an extra period of time, and that gives you an extra day. So the Idach, so what about the other one? Why doesn't he learn it from here as well? He learned it out for 2 days and one night from Shana Shana. Why is he learning it out? Why doesn't he learn it out from over here? The Idach. Imei Hasam, learn it from there. Ikele Meimar, Hayi Yelecha. What is Yelecha? I think it's Lecha, yeah. When it says Yelecha, Limei Al Bechor Balmum, Shenos Nelekos Nekoin. That teaches us that a Bechor that gets a Baal Mum, you still give it to the Kohen, because Shalom Matzin Lo Bechol HaTorah Kula. There's no precedent to teach you that a Baal Mum goes to the Kohen. You need to be taught that also. That's what you learn from there. So the Idach, well, now the guy who learned from there that it's 2 days and one night, so how does he know that you give the Kohen the Baal Mum? He says, Idach Amakra Ubsaram Yelach. In different pasuk, it says, right, it says, so that's Bisaram is Lashon Rabbah. So Bisaram are two types of meats. What do you mean two types of meats? One meat that doesn't have Balmum, one meat that does have Balmum, I guess. Right? Echatam, the Echabalmum. The Idach, the Rav who doesn't learn like that, he says, Bisaram doesn't mean to teach you anything. Bisaram is talking about the plural. All of you, Bnei Yisrael, the Bisaram, Bisaram, the Haini Bechorus, the Kul Yisrael Kamar. The Bisaram is Lashon Rabbah, talking about the Bechorus of all Kli Yisrael that goes to the Kohen is not talking about Echatam, Echad, Bahamun. Therefore, he learns it out from Yelach. Okay. The Mishnah said, Nolad lo mum b'sof shnaso. You get a Bahamun, the animal gets a mum during its first year of life. Okay? Rashai lekaimo kol shneim asar chodesh. So the Kohen, who has now the Bechor, it allowed to keep the animal around for 12 months, okay? But after 12 months, the Mishnah says, Eino Rashai HaKohen L'Kaimo Eilat Shlosha Yom. You only can keep it around for 30 days. I guess there's a chash that you're not going to, that you're going to do Gizer or Avod, you're going to do things with the Bechor that has some Kedusha, so once it has the Baal Mum, you should get rid of it. Before it has the Mum, I guess, you can bring it as a Korban. Okay, the Gemara says, Ivoilehu, Heikikama, what is this 30-day period? Basically, is a 30-day meaning that after a year, you have an extra 30 days? That's one of my questions. Ibar lehu, Hekakamar, what's the kavanah of the Tana when he says Nolad lo besok shnaso? If you get some mum during its first year, Rashai lekaima kol shnei anasar chodesh, you can keep it around for 12 months. Ula akar shnaso, and then you can keep it around for another 30 days. Right, so you get 12, you can keep it around for another 30 days. Oh, Dilmore, maybe the kavanah is teach me two different things. Heicha de nolad lo besok shnaso, if you get the mum during its first year of life, then Rashai lekaima kol shnei anasar chodesh, the shulo, you can keep it for 12 months. And that's it. I don't know if 12 months means 12 months of the time of the moon or 12 months of his life. I think it just means 12 months of his life. I don't think it's 12 months after the moon.
12 months when the blood is dissolved.
Really? So I'm totally wrong. Fine. So, Hechad and Olav Omum Matokshna. So, Rashad the Kaima Kosh Nema Sachodis Vasulo. And no further.
Ema.
What?
Ema.
No Olav Besokshna. So, Rashad the Kaima Kosh Nema Sachodis. Ula achar nami shloshim, achar shnaso nami shloshim. O Dilma, hecha de nolabom mum betoch shnaso, where he gets a mum in its year, rashai lekaimel kol shnei masachodesh vesulo. But hecha de nolad lo achar shnaso, if you get a mum after a year, then ain rashai lekaimel olus shloshim. Then you're going to get 30 days close to the mum. So Gemara says, Tashma, bring your ayah. The Tanya, we have a brisa. Bechor bizman hazeh. We have bechor bizman hazeh. What does it mean bizman hazeh? Bizman hazeh, you can't shecht it. You can't shecht the bechor bizman hazeh. What do you have to do? You have to wait till a mum develops, right? You have to wait till a mum develops, and then you can deal with it at that point. So ad shelo nira leharoso lechacham. So long as you have not shown this mum to a chacham, Rashi says. Rashi explains, meaning you had no need to show the mum to a chacham because no mum had developed. And the only time you need to show it to a chacham is after a mum develops. So then you can paskin whether or not it's a mum over or a mum kavua. If it's a mum kavua, then you'll add a shecht it. So until you get a mum, rashai lekaimo shtayim v'sholoshonim. You can keep it around even 2 or 3 years. As long as it doesn't have a mum, you can keep it around for a period of time.
Well, you
know.
You can't do
it. What are you supposed to do with it? What are you supposed to do with it? Can't check it.
As opposed to
what he's supposed to do with it? Right.
Give
it to a coin, I guess. I mean, I think you have to say that Rashai here means Chayiv, because you have no choice. You have to keep it around. Keep it around. Umi Shanir Laharosa Lachacham. Now, when it gets a mum, again, this is Tosfos disagrees with this explanation. We'll learn like Rashi. Umi shenir leharoso lechacham. When you do have to show it to the chacham, because there's a mum. Nolad lo mum b'sok shnaso. If the mum was developed during its first year, Rashai, the kohen is allowed to keep it. Lekaim kol shnei masar chodesh. He's allowed to keep it for 12 months. Really, the 12 months is from the time the mum develops. No, Rashi says ad sheyu lo shnei masar chodesh mishen nolad. Keep it. In beforehand, you keep it for 12 months from its birth. You can keep it around for its first 12 months, right? Rashai lekaima kol shnei masachodesh achar shnaso, but after a year, if the mum develops after a year, eino rashai lekaima afilu yom echad. You can't even keep it around one day, afilu sha'achas, or 1 hour. Avam etnei hashav zavei levaylim, but because of hashav zavei levaylim, we'll get to that. What means amru rashai lekaima shloshim yom? Then you can keep it for 30 days. What is hashav zaveida? Yeah, that's a problem, right? But basically, is there's a chash hefsek. Let's say the bechor was in the hands of the Yisrael. I have the bechor. It's after a year. It develops a mum. So what am I supposed to do with it? Remember, there's no refrigeration at that time. I shech the animal right now. I can't keep it around. The problem is I'm going to deal with it in a non-kaddish fashion. I get rid of it. How do I get rid of the shech? I give it to a kohen. Let's say or give it to a kohen. So there's no kohen around. So what am I supposed to do if I shech it now? What's the meat going to sit and rot until I find a coin? So they're giving you a permit to wait 30 days to search out a coin so you can give the bechor to that coin. Because if you do it right away, you're going to, the meat's going to spoil. Look at Rashi. Akar shnaso eno shal kai mafilo yom achad. The kasoka daita, we're talking about here, anolad mum betok shnaso kai. The havi means they're talking about a mum that took place during the year, and meaning you have the mum during the first year. Once the first year passes, you gotta get rid of it right away. So the katani avam b'tnei hashavas avedel abayim and behind the kohen. Because hashavas avedel abayim was at the kohen. But those sources are arguing this. The Shema in B'yad Yisrael Haveha B'chor. Maybe the B'chor is in the hands of Yisrael, right? Lo Mishkach Kohen L'meisivle. It doesn't have a Kohen. It's not a city that has Kohanim. V'shachit Lein, if you shucked it, Yasriach HaBasar. It's going to get ruined. So Amr, they said, Rashai L'kaim L'amid Yom. You're allowed to keep it for 30 days. V'lo Mishkach Kohen, if you don't buy the Kohen for 30 days, then Shokto, they have to shech it, Umolcho, and salt it. I guess they try to preserve it. Achi Yimsa Kohen, until you find a Kohen. Alma, L'amid Yom T'Amr, Anola Mumatok Shnosarkai. The Havim over here is that the 30 days is even after the year. I don't know how you see that. Gemara says, I don't know how you see that either. The same, it's not clear in this price, says the same as it's not clear in our Mishnah. But Dainti Barley, Shloshim Yom, the Shloshim we're talking about over here, is La'achar Shnaso, that's talking about Medapka, if the second way that that the Mum fell about after his year, Otim Akodim Shnaso. Maybe Shloshim Yom means that you have 30 days even after the Mum fell out during the first year, then you have 30 days afterwards. I don't know. Mishnah, the Raisa said, right, when you get a mum, betok shnaso, rishay l'kaim akol shnei mekodesh, and achar shnaso in a kaim afilu yom echad. The question is whether the achar shnaso is a new case, or achar shnaso is going, no, you had the mum during the year, and after the year you have 30 days to get rid of it. It's the same shayla, the same suffix. Tashma, another raya. Nolad lo mum, b'chamisha asar yom b'sok shnaso. Again, my father's Rashi tells us here, story about Rashi. Rashi says that this case is talking about where the animal got a mum 15 days before its birthday. 15 days until when 15 days before its year is up. So the price says, Mashlimim lo chamisha sayom achar shnaso shema mina. It can complete 15 days after the year, shema mina. What's going on? Rashi says, what? Rashi says, Mashlimim lo tezvav achar shnaso. Alma, you see from here, Lamid Yom de Katani Masnisin Anolad Bo Mum La Achar Shnaso Kai. It's talking about you have 30 days, right? It's Anolad Bo Mum La Achar Shnaso. Talking about 30 days after. Talking about if you got a mum after the year, the E Nolad Hamum Betok Shnaso. That because if the mum developed during its first year of life, Afilu Yom Echad, even one day before its birthday, Lekel Meimar De Nesiv Le Achar Shnaso Shloshim Yom. You can't say wait another 30 days. The Leslie Ella Hashlama can explain the Brisa. It only has, you only complete it, you only complete the days, right? You have 15 days before its birthday, you have 15 days afterwards. Vishamina Mina, you see from here, the Ibatok Shnaso, Nolan Hamum, Chodesh, Uchachayim, Rashali Kaimo Ad Shnaso, Doxiv Shana. You see from here that you can only keep it till the, if the Mum developed more than 30 days before its birthday, you only have till the end of the year. You don't have an extra 30 days. Because here you don't have an extra 30 days, you just have a total of 30 days. You have 15 days, 15 days ended in the middle of the year, you only have 15 days left. So the idea is that if the mum develops during the year, after the year is up, you're done. The only time you have the full 30 days is if the mum develops after the first year. Right? He says, V'i la'afar shnaso nolad mum, o korob l'sim shnaso, if the mum develops after the year one, or close to year one, meaning less than 30 days, before the expiration of year one, right? Then you have 30 days and the mum develops. So over here, the mum developed 15 days before the birthday. You have a total of 30 days, really, because you have 15 days till the end. Now you have another 15 days. Had the mum developed 45 days before, you would have gotten your 30 days and then been done. Had the mum developed on the birthday, then you have 30 days. That's the brisa shma mina. So the Gemara now is going to try to bring a raya from this brisa to the words of Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara is going to say that you finish the 30, right? We just said that the fact that you finish the 30 days, that's Messiah or Rabbi Lazar. That's a support to the sheet of Rabbi Lazar. The Amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said, this is what we misinterpreted before. He says, you get 30 days from the time that the mum develops. That which means, in our case, if the mum came about 15 days before the end of the year, you have another extra 15 days at the end of the year. The Gemara says, so that would be raya. That's a clear raya. You get the extra clear raya. So the Gemara says, an ikad amri, and based on the ikad amri, you have a tiyufta. I don't know why you have an ikad amri, you have a tiyufta, if you have a way of saying it without a kasha. But ikad amri, others learn it this way. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Minayin lebechor shenolabo mum betok shnaso. How do you know that the bechor develops a mum during its first year of life? Shenostim lo shloshim yom achashnaso. It gets the 30 days afterwards, which is against what we just said. The Ne'amah, the Pasuk says, that Ne'a Hashem lotecha tochlenu, shana v'shana. Right? Shana v'shana is mashma 2 years. So how is it possible you can have 2 years? Ezehen yomim hakashuvim shana. What's considered a year? Havi omer shloshim yom. 30 days, for some reason, 30 days is considered enough to count as a year. Right? Shana v'shana, Rashi says, shtei shanim mashma. And shloshim yom v'shana chashuvim shana divrei kol, the pirkei avot of Rosh Hashanah. More Rosh Hashanah daf yud. And 30 days can count as a year. I guess for whatever you're counting things before a month, can count as a year. So you see from here that Ishana Mashana, you have 2 years, one full year, and then 30 days afterwards. So Meisveh, they ask Makasha from what we just learned. We just learned that that's not the case. So Meisveh, Nolad lo mum, b'chamisha sayom, b'sochna. So, got a mum, developed a mum 15 days before his birthday. Mashnim lo chamisha sayom achashna. So, doesn't have full 30 days after the year, only gets 30 days. 30 days, so 15 days after his birthday, you're done. You got to get rid of it. So hashlama in, you have complete. You can hashlama. You can complete the 30 days. Mehavalo, but you don't get a new 30 days after the year. Tiyupta, the Rabbi Lazar. Tiyupta. That would be a tiyupta, Rabbi Lazar. But it's not really that big of a deal because just don't say that's economic. Say that the other. Say that the other mandamer. Okay. Next Mishnah. Okay. The halacha is that a bechor b'amum, you cannot. I guess it was Ma'an Zed. You cannot shecht it as a korban. Rather, it can be shechted as chulin, but it's usher to shecht it until you show it to a mumche, right? Remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin talked about somebody who sat and learned for 18 months to be a mumche, and he said, Yor, Yod, Yodim, Mati Bechoros. No, it was not Mati. He had to go back. It's much easier to get smicha for your day, for you know, pots and pans, than getting this smicha. So these days, I think, you very rarely have a Bechor, because we always have a Shutfus with a Goy. And when we do have the Bechor, I guess you'd have to wait, but sometimes we do actually have a Petach HaMor, they have Petach HaMor to have that, but for a Bechor, I guess you'd have to, I guess you can, if it develops a mum that's clear to all, I guess you could figure it out. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what they do. Try not to have an animal, that's a Bechor. Very frequently have that. Right, you can't check until you show a mumcha, and he can check whether the mum matches it for shchita. Okay. So only a mum kavua, right, is mutl shef, and a mum over is not considered a mum to be matched for shchita. Okay. So, hashochet es ha-bechor. Let's say the guy did it backwards. He shechts the bechor, and then post-shchita, he shows the mum to the, wants to get retroactive approval for his actions. Hashochet es ha-bechor, umare es mumo. And only after the shchita, he shows the mum to the chacham. And I guess, it turns out that it's a mum kavua. It wasn't a really big mum. Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Rabbi Yehuda says, you'll have to eat it if the mum was a valid mum. Even though, whatever, you fixed it. Retroactively, you showed it to the Kohen, therefore you left the Kohen to the Chacham, you can eat it. Rabbi Meir argues, Omer ho v'nishchat shelo api mumcha aser. Seems like a knas, so to speak. So, since you shechted it prior to showing it to the mumcha, you're punished, you can't eat it, you cannot eat it. Now, the Mishnah continues. Let's say somebody who's not a mum says, it's good, you can shecht it. Misha ain't a mumcha. Someone who's not a mumcha. V'ro es ha-bechor. And he checks it, and he says, yeah, that's a mum. V'nishchat al piv. And the guy says, okay, I'll trust you. And he shucks on it. So harei zeh, well, this guy wasn't a mumcha. So what do you do with this bechor? You don't know whether or not that was really a mum or not. So harei zeh yikaver. You have to bury the animal, because you may not be able to eat it, because it may have been a bechor before it had a mum. Therefore, you can't eat it. There's no heter shchita on this. But you show him, and this guy, who passed him, you better pay up. Because now you caused a loss. You caused a monetary loss. I would think it's the owner is really the Kohen, because when you have a Bechor, he's supposed
to compensate the owner.
To give it to the Kohen. He says...
The owner. 36.
Why? What if he loses it?
What do you mean, what's he losing?
Either way, he can't,
either way he's not benefiting
the owner. He's giving it to
Cohen,
or he's burying it, right?
He could benefit. I thought it was Cohen. I learned it to Cohen because of that question. But maybe you could say that you can wait till he gets the moment, then he can eat it.
Well, do you shaft it and give it to the Kohen, or don't you give it to the Kohen? Mm-hmm. You give it to the Kohen either way? Mm-hmm. He can't keep it.
It has to be the Kohen. It has to be the Kohen. Right, the examiner of restitution, but to who? To the Kohen.
The owner.
I'd say the Kohen.
Oh, Cohen's the owner.
The new owner.
Cohen's the owner.
No, there's no mum here. The guy passed wrong with the wrong
right.
guy. He's not a mumche.
Right. The Kohen, the guy who was, whose possession it was born into has no rights to it. It has to go to the Kohen. The owner has to be the Kohen.
When it says, I shochet the first in relation, that's the Kohen or that's the Baal? What is the difference?
Maybe it's the Baal, but who's losing it? And maybe it would go to the Kohen. I think you have to pay the Kohen. What does that mean, though? But what loss did the owner have? The loss the owner has could be that. What happens to the mechor if it develops a mum? If it develops a mum, what happens? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. What if it gets a mum? I thought it goes to the owner. Maybe it stays with the owner.
What happens when it gets a mum? It's slaughtered and they had a
Right, so that's why. Because the owner, because you theoretically could have waited a little bit. You could have waited
to get a real
mum, and then we'd be able to barbecue it. Okay, so maybe that's it. He says in a note here that this is that the Kohen is the Bailam. But Rashi doesn't say anything. No. Amar Rabba Bar Rachana, Bidukin Shiva'ayim, if the mum is just like this cataract mum, like you should, again, what's the case? Shefted it prior to knowing whether prior to showing it to the mumcha. Okay? So Rabbi Yehuda says it's still mutter if post-mortem examination shows that it's a real mum. Rameir says no. But if post-mortem, the mum that is discovered is a Bidukin Shiva'ayim, and everyone, that looks like a mum kavua, says the kuli awa plead, low plead asr. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that that case is asr. There's nesha hein mishtanin. Because the bedukin shiva'ayin can change post-mortem. Meaning, a non-kavua bedukin shiva'ayin will look like a kavua bedukin shiva'ayin after shrita, after it dies. So no, lo nekwiklu, the machlokus is only in the following case, el b'mumin shiva'guf. Only, not I, mumin, but guf mumin. Dirab meir sover, Gazrinon, what's the story?
The becomes blemished before you're being given to a Kohen. It must still be given to a Kohen. Then becomes his property. He needs to eat it immediately.
Right. So then there has to be, that case has to be the Kohen.
Yeah.
It has to be the Kohen then. He's the only one who's going to lose anything. Because it goes to the Kohen.
It goes to the Kohen no matter what. And there's still beginning
to the Kohen. The Kohen has to
bark. Yes, the Kohen is the
Kohen. I thought we were the Kohen.
Right, so how going back to the conversation we just had, so who's he paying? So who's the one, you only pay compensation if somebody's losing something.
Eventually you're going to the Kohen anyway. Why would the owner get compensation?
I don't know. The Masifta says it's the Kohen. I don't know. The Makos Masifta Art Scroll. I don't know. How do you pass? What are the rules? If you have a maskolkis between the Masifta and the Arkansas. I think it depends where you are. It depends where you are, because you have to have, it's got to be the more of the Asra. So in America, you pass from like the Arkansas. Question would be, in Eretz Yisrael, if it's a maskolkis, the Hebrew Arkansas and the Masifta, then there'd be a Shiloh. Okay. So lo nechtu el v'mumim shebaguf, the Rameh Yisrael, Rameh says, gazrinan mumim shebaguf otu duku shebaayin. We say that even though a mum shabaguf looks like a mum kavua post-mortem, still you make a gzeira, you can't do it, you can't eat it. A gzeira, because then maybe you'll permit dukin shiva'ayin, which we know change. Right? We don't have to make that gzeira. I guess the question is whether it's sort of like a gzeira. Right, so Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a Brisa that's going to learn the Machlokas the same way. Tanya Nami Hachi, Hashok Esa Bechor, Yishef the Bechor, Umar Es Mumuch, and then you show it to the Mumcha afterwards. Rabbi Huda says, V'dukin Sheva Ayin Aser. You're not allowed to eat it if the Dukin Sheva Ayin, even though it looks like it's a Mumkavua now, if they Shehim Ishtanin, because Dukin Sheva Ayin post-mortem can look like a Mumkavua. Even at the time of Shlita, they may not have been a Mumkavua. The Mumin Sheva Guf, but Mumin and the body, Mutter. That is Mutter. Why? Mipnei Shein Mishtanim, because they don't change. Rav Meir Omer Echad Zev Echad Zev Aser. Why? Mipnei Shehin Mishtanim. Wait a second. Mipnei Shehin Mishtanim. Mumin Sheva Guf doesn't change. Mipnei Shehin Mishtanim Sakadaitach. No. It means Mumin Sheva Guf. Wait, sorry. Read again. Mipnei Shehin Mishtanim Sakadaitach. Mumin Sheva Guf Mishtanim. A bodily mum doesn't change post-mortem. It's a moment to mum. He says, no. Ela Mipnei Shehin Mishtanim. The reason why you may not eat the ones that have a Mumin Sheva Guf that were only found out post-mortem is Gezeira Atu, the ones that do change. Zeir Atu Li Dukin Sheva Ayin. Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and Nachman Yitzchak says, Masnisin Nami Deka. From our Mishnah, you can also be Medayik that the Bior of Rabbi Brachana, that the Machlokas is only Lagabe Mumin Sheva Guf, but not Dukin Sheva Ayin. You can also learn it out from our Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, Rabbi Meir Omer, Hoel Vinishchat Shelo Al Pi Mumcha Aser. What does he say? He says, since it was shechted, not al pi mumcha, that's why it's aser. Not there's anything wrong here. It's shema mino, kanasa kanis of Meir. The Meir's only giving a knas. He says the whole reason why you can't eat it is because you didn't show it to a chacham, which means it's a knas. Well, what's the knas? The knas is because you did it wrong, right? Rashi says, hoel bin nishrat lo shalo pi mumcha. Rashi says, the lo mishkach be Rav Meir shum reyusa. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a knas that you shefted it, not up your mumcha. And we're talking about the case of Dukin Sheva Ayin. The reason why Rav Meir says it should be usher should be because it changed. But here it says it's usher because of the gezeira, which means we must be talking about guf. Because if it was talking about Dukin Sheva Ayin, the reason why it's usher is not because of the gezeira. The reason why it was usher is because it changed. And it probably wasn't mumkavua. Alavadi, Rashi continues, Vadi Lekaresa, Dibumuya Guf Plige, Ukunasa Kanas Zera Mishum Dukin. Evadi Lekaresa, Dibumuya Guf Plige, there's nothing, I guess it proves that it's an argument by Mumeha Guf Plige, Ukunasa Kanas Zera Mishum Dukin. And Rav Meir holds that it's usher because of this Zera. Shema Mina. Okay, next. Now the Mar is basically asked, for the Dukin Sheva Ayim, do they all change, or some do change and some don't change? How does that work? So Evadi Lehu, I don't know why they just check. When we say that Rav Meir said Bryce before that we pasul the vumei haguf zera dukin sheva ayim mipnei hamishtanim because of the dukin sheva ayim that change, is that the kula mishtane? Is that all dukin sheva ayim change? Meaning all dukin sheva ayim when alive they are not kavua, when they die they all change over to mum kavua. O dilma ikad mishtane the ikad lo mishtane, some change, some don't change, and we're going to make the zera on the mum of guf, which is not changed, based on the dukin sheva ayim that do change. So says, well, my naftamina. Well, either way, you're still making the zera. If all change or some change, there's no difference. Rashi says, well, my naftamina, ha'afilu ikad lo mishtani, however, lo kimlan hai mishtani v'hai lo mishtani, since we don't know, right, kulo asira yim nishchatu b'lo mincha, everything will still be aser. You're still going to make the same zera unto those that don't change. So Gemara says, that's difficult for me over here. Lakushe Sahande. It comes to tell us whether or not we can trust witnesses. Hey, let's say Rashi says, Lakushe Sahande. Im shachtu below mimcha. You shachtu the animal out of mimcha. Vahashta chazina le kavua. And now we see the Dukin Sheva Ayim, and it looks like a kavua. But kaimi Sahande, and witnesses come and say, Delo nishtana. No, that's how it looked beforehand also. It didn't change. Right? Umar zeh haylo mechayim. It had that same thing. So if you hold that sometimes they change, sometimes they don't change, so maybe the witnesses are right, they're not lying. But if you hold that they always change, then it could never have looked like this Mechayim. So these are lying witnesses, and now you don't have to believe them anymore, because they have all the halachas of Edei Sheker. Right, Gemara says, Iyamat kula mishtadin, if they always change, so shakrin denu, these guys are liars. How can you tell me that this is exactly the way it looked before it died? It can't be, they all change. It only looks this way because it's after death. So we can rely on them on their edus that this mum was never changed. I guess maybe we can rely on their edus and we can say that it, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it'd be mutter now. Because Rabbi Yehuda only, because he would say that Rav Yehuda says you can't, don't make the knas, and therefore he would say, oh, I'll believe these witnesses. These witnesses come and they say, yeah, it looks like a mum kavua here after post-mortem. Sometimes they change. But a lot of you know that this mum, this Dukim Shayim never changed. That's how it looked beforehand. So that's how it looked beforehand. It was a mum kavua beforehand. The shkita post facto was good. So Gemara says, my. So what's the answer? Tashma, we'll learn, give a proof. To Amar Rabbi Brachana, Rabbi Brachana says, Sachli Rabbi Yosha Dimin Usha, Rabbi Osha from Usha told me, Bo the Aracha Bedukin Shay Mistanim, Midika Amar Le, go, let me come and show you that the Bedukin Shay, Midika Amar Le, Bo Racha, McLeod, Ikristan, Iglomistan. He goes, I want to show you those that are Dukin, I want to show you those. Because there are those that do, those that don't. So, Lagabe, our halacha, there's no difference. So, the halacha is Lagabe, witnesses. Okay. The Mishnah said, Misha ain't a mumcher. Someone who's not a mumcher. The Ra'as HaBechor. And he's paskins. The Nishkar al-Piv. And they check the base on him. It turns out that he's wrong. Well, it doesn't turn out anything. We don't know anything. Hare ze yikaver. You have to bury it because it's not mutter l'achila based on the Shrita. V'yishalim. And the Ro'ah, who's not a mumcher, I think has to pay to the Bechor, the value of the Bechor to the Kohen from his own house. He has to pay to the Kohen. You only pay restitution to someone who loses something. That's one of the, tort law. One of the things is it has to be damages. Right, there's no damages, there's no lawsuit. Wonderful, you're right, but there's no damages.
What happened to Casey? He shechted based on his...
Guy comes to me and says, is this a mum? I say, yeah, it's a mum.
You shechted, then what happened? You go look again? Why are you looking for some more?
You don't do anything, you gotta bury it.
Why did you bury it? You found that he's a fraud?
I found out I'm a fraud. I don't know what Paschal Shilas.
No,
I'm
saying,
but
why would
I don't
you
know what Paschal Shilas.
He shechted, he eat it, right? You go there and you go search and find out.
You found that that's the case. The case is that you found out that this mumcha was a fraud before you did anything, before you ate it. So what do you do with the carcass? So you bury it. So lema, maybe you say, t'man stomach Rav Meir. Then our Mishnah is talking about Rav Meir. Why? Because, I think this may be getting to your question. If you say stomach is like Rav Meir, because the Amr Rashi, the Amr L'El, echad zev aser. They could tell you cover Afakab the Hashim Mikhtikavua. Well, Rav Meir was the one who said that no matter what, it's possible. But why don't we do what you said? Check it now. What's the difference if I'm a fraud mumcha or you never even showed it to a mumcha? Check it post Shechita. But the fact that you said you have to bury it, that holds like Rav Meir.
Isn't that implied? That's implied. You make sure you do check it. And then that goes back to the case one. So it's sort of a case where you checked it or whatever, and then that would be case one.
Right. But case one, what happens to case one according to Rav Meir?
Then you check it, and then you check it, it's fine.
But Rav Meir says it's not fine. Rav Meir says even if you check it post Shechita, it's not fine. You're still not allowed to eat it. So in our case also, guy shows it to me, and then I say it's good, and then they check it, and check it afterwards. Let's say you check afterwards and it's good. Well, why are you burying it? Only if you're a mayor would you say you bury it. If Rabbi Yehuda, a post-mortem check is okay. So he says, no, Dilma B'dukim Sha'ayim. Maybe our case is talking about Dukim Sha'ayim, a different call. And everyone agrees in that case, that in a Dukim Sha'ayim case, even Rabbi Yehuda agreed that you would have to bury it because it will change post-mortem. Okay, Tana. We have a Brisa. Kishahu Mishalim. Interesting. When you have to pay, Mishalim Revia Ladaki. You basically don't have to pay, you don't have to pay the full amount. I would think, because I don't think the market for the Bechor animal is limited for the, as opposed to a regular animal. The value is probably less, because there's less demand. Because you don't have that many purchasers. Right? Kishu Mishalim, Mishalim Revila Daka. If it's a Behemoth Daka, you only pay a quarter of its value. Umechsa Lagasa. And you pay half of the value for Behemoth Gasa. Rashi says, Kishu Mishalim. It says right here, Kishu Mishalim Lekoin. When you give it to the Kohen, Rashi says. So now it's in my focus, Rashi, our scroll. So Rashi plus the Masifta trumps Artskol. Kishahu Mishalim. Kishu Mishalim. I don't know. We have to ask the guys. Rashi says, Kishu Mishalim, the Kohen, Nostin, Revia Demei, Mishum Bechor, Behemadaka, or the Bechor, Behemadak, Gasu, Chatzidonim. Only half. So Rashi explains, Mishum Hokim Mishalim Nechsa. Why do you pay half? Rashi says, not like me. Why? The Mamun Amutu Basopiku. It's Mamun Amutu Basopik in this case. The ikalim emar, as someone can say, after dekule, you lost all of it. The ilo have sharile, had you not matured it, haki ki have maisile kame mumka gomo v'sharile v'ava akile v'hashta v'ikvura. You lost the whole amount. The ikalim emar, the lab midi of seed, they didn't lose you anything. The dilma lo have mumma or mumka gomo lo have sharile. Maybe there was no mum, and the mumka wouldn't have been allowed it anyway, and you wouldn't have it at all. V'shem alo enough to build olam mumka v'achiyamas. Maybe never would have gotten the mum. So it's Mamun Mutu B'Sofik and Cholkin. Tosis doesn't like that because Mamun Mutu B'Sofik and Cholkin is only Sumpas. And we don't hold like that. So Tosfos has another way of learning it. We'll learn like Rashi. He says you only have to pay half. So the Gemara says, wait a second, if you only have to pay half, why are you paying a quarter by the Behemoth Daka? Alright, so Gemara says, my time, what's the reason why you only pay a quarter to the Behemoth Daka? Amrapapa Zehefsen Ruba, the Zehefsen Muvat, which is not so much like Rashi. But the Behemoth Gasa, it's a bigger loss. And the Behemoth Daka, it's a smaller loss. Gemara says, wait a second. Why are you diminishing the percentage? Just say it's a half. Half for each. Behemoth Daka, if it's a bigger loss, half is a bigger. If it's a smaller loss, half is a little smaller. Why are you changing the percentages? Right? Ihachi lefum seidu l'shalim. Pay based according to the loss. Just pay half of what the value of the loss is. More multiple suffix. Whatever the value of the loss is, you pay half. So Gemara says, because by the... It's funny, because he says that Amar Rav Huna bar Manoach, which made the Rav Akav Ar Ika, Mishum Zeros, Megadu Behemoth Daka Nagubah. Because of the gzera of gadle behemoth daka. What's that? Rashi says, "Mishum torach megadle behemoth daka." Takes a lot of money to raise a behemoth daka. She yesh ba torach gadol legadla. It takes a lot of tirfus, feed him, quote, I don't know. V'zesh heti har bechor, and that if I matured that bechor, so yeah, I made the kohen lose the value at the various, but he didn't lose that much because I saved him the amount of that he would have investment that he had to put into the animal. The Shem im hay harei la'acher, because maybe if he showed it to somebody else, lo hay material, no one else would matter it. The hay lo od tipo meruba, he would have a lot of expenses. Ad sheyiv v'mum lahachi nagu ba de lo mashan LRV. That's why you only pay a quarter. Loshan acher, if they zeros megal the behemoth, something else becomes loshan acher. It's because I saved you a little bit. Because now you don't have to deal with the animal. I don't like that so much because I could deal with the animal if I want to. If I didn't want to deal with the animal, I could have given it to somebody else. Okay, next Mishnah. Okay, since the previous Mishnah talked about a case of somebody who's not a mumcha, who judged, and who was matir, and caused nezek, right, the whole question over here now is hezeshen nikur, is it not hezeshen nikur, is it tarmi, grama, you get into those issues over here. So now the Mishnah is going to talk about a case of someone who paskind, by dini mamnos, and makes a mistake. Or he makes a mistake. What happens? So donas adin. Guy comes for a regular bezin, you know, a mumcha, he's donas adin, and he makes a mistake. Zika Sechayev. He says the guy who's in it, who doesn't owe, he says, you're Chayev. No, you have to pay $100. Or Chiyev Sezakai. Or he said, sorry, Zika Sechayev. You owed it. He says, you don't owe it. Or he says, the guy didn't owe it, and he told him that you do owe it. The Chiyev Sezakai. Or Timas Atahar. He says that something that was Tahar, he says it's Tamei. So you lose out that. Or Tir as a Tamei. Or something that is Tamei, he makes Tahar. I guess, I don't like to figure out how he causes a Hefseid in that instance. Where it says im haya mumcha, if the guy was a mumcha, I mean, he had smicha, he was a real full-blooded judge. Im haya mumcha lebezin potim l'shalim, he doesn't have to pay, because you know mumcha doesn't have to pay. That's the halacha. Im haya mumcha, Rashi says, the lo matzli meimalei amai dainte lihol velo b'kias b'dini. There's no claim against him. You can't say why'd you judge? Well, I judge because I'm a mumcha. I made a mistake. I made a mistake. He's part of me, l'shalim.
I'm
at Rashi.
Oh.
What?
So you get an X when you make a mistake, you're not hired.
Basically, so it looks great for the... Just there's no need for malpractice anymore. Yeah. Just get your board certification.
Yeah,
the message says
you do.
Sorry, I skipped. Okay. No, right, if you're not a mumcha, I skipped. Masha asa asoy. If you're not a mumcha, masha asa asoy, but you shall me beso. But im haya mumcha, but if you're a mumcha, lebezed in potim l'sham, then you don't have to pay. Halakha being, if you're not a mumcha, the verdict stands, but you have to pay. So you have to make sure, yeah, you have to make sure all doctors are mumchim. According to David, all are mumchim. But okay, anyway, so the Gemara, you have to go into here. Why is this not considered hezekshen nikah? How's it, you didn't, and it's, there's nothing, there's no matzah b'yadayim. What's going on here? So it says maybe the Zika Sechiv is he took the money from one and gave it to the other. The Adayim, he did it. Otherwise, it's not Mazim Adayim. What's going on? So Gemara says, Lema, Gemara asks, Lema, it's non stomach Rav Meir. Maybe our Mishnah goes like Rav Meir because there's no Hesek B'Yadayim over here. It's Grama, or at most it's Garmi. So Lema, it's non stomach Rav Meir, it goes like Rav Meir, the Don, Dina Garmi. Rav Meir holds that Dina Garmi is Chayim, right? The three levels when it comes to the Zikin. There's direct causality, right, which is nezek. There's this indirect, not, you know, grama. There's this in-between, called garmi, and this in-between, which is a major machlok shonim, and the Ramban has an entire sefer, but how you define it, is this in-between garmi, Rameyah says you're chayim for that. So here you're chayav, in the case of the non-mum, so it was chayav, how is he chayav? He didn't do anything, it's not direct. So he said, no, you must be that you've done garmiya. So Gemara says, no. Who says it's garmi? Maybe it's direct, biyadayim. Amrav ila, amrav, going nasa bin nasa bin biyad. What happened over here is he took it from one and gave it to the other. And I guess maybe he mixed up the tum of atara with his hand or something like that. So he caused the damage, biyadayim. So bishlama, Gemara says, bishlama, chiyav es hazakai. If I say the guy's innocent, and I say he's chayav, so I walk up to Marcel, I take $100 from him, and I give it to the other litigant. That's biyadayim. But in the case of elazikas achayev, if you're really chayev, I said, no, you're putter, well, where was the damage? How did I damage the other litigant? I didn't take anything to Yad. I just said, you're putter, don't pay. How do I go now? We're trying to prove a case where it's not garmi, we're asking nezek to be a dayim. To say someone is putter, I didn't remove any money. So the Gemara says, hey, chidam, ida amalei putter ata, halo nasav nasav miyad. You didn't take anything. So amravina, the case is kagon shahailom maashkon, benatul hameno. Basically is, you have a potential lender who has a mashkan, right? And I say, you have your own collateral. I say, you know what, Marcel, you're potter. You don't owe the money. And I take the collateral from you, and I bring it into your hands. So that's when you're chayiv, because I now removed it b'yadayim. I removed the mashkan b'yadayim. But had it been a mashkan, had it been a regular case of where I said, you claim he owes you money, and I say he doesn't owe you money, there's no, I wouldn't be chayiv for anything, because I didn't do anything b'yadayim, unless I hold garmi. Right? B'not muhameno. Fine. Gemara says, Timas Atar, what's the case of Timas Atar? Right? The Chacham says that this stuff is Tahor, and I say it's Tame. Well, what did I do? Then nothing would be a dying. So Gemara says, no, the guy was a Chacham. He wanted to prove his point. So he says, this stuff is so Tame, and then he takes a Sheretz and puts a Sheretz on it. So he says, now for sure it's Tame. And Tiras Atame, let's say something's Tame, and he says, no, it's Tahor. Well, what damage did he do now? So he says the case is she'ivrin in peirosav. After I passed that these peiros atarim, I said, you know what? I'm going to prove it. And I took your peiros and I put it in there. It turns out I'm wrong. That was mazik b'yadayim. So to me though, that's not, you're not chayiv in that case because of the psak. You're chayiv in that case because you were mazik. It has nothing to do with the psak. Okay. Next. Let's finish. Ma'aseh v'parah nitla im shelo. You have a parah that its womb, I guess, right? Its womb was taken out from it. V'echilu retarf on the klavim. And retarf said, ah, this thing is a trefa. So he fed it to the klavim. So it's no good if it's trefa, fed it to the klavim. Obama asked that chachamim v'yavna v'tira. But the chachamim yavna said it's mutter. She'amar, because they based on todus harofev, they learned from this expert doctor, ein par v'chazira yotzim Alexandria shamatzrayim she'ein chosim ha'im shalav v'shvishlo teilem. Yet these special cows and pigs that came from Alexandria Mitzrayim, and when the Alexandrians would sell them, they would remove the rechem because they wouldn't want to reproduce, because they want to corner the market for these special animals, right? And it lives. So Amr B'tarfon, B'tarfon says, halacha, halacha chamor chatarfon. B'tarfon, you lost your chamor, meaning you have to pay back, which is interesting, because B'tarfon was a big wealthy guy, so it's clear that it's not just pay back. B'tarfon was a wealthy guy. So Rabbi Kiva says, no, you're potter. Rabbi B'tarfon, atah mumkul abezdin. You're a mumkul abezdin. The kol mumkul abezdin, potter mushalim. You don't have to pay because you're mumkul abezdin. So Gemara says, B'tapikle, why are you saying that he's potter because he's mumkul abezdin? B'tapikle, the Tavid Dvar Mishnah. It was Tavid Dvar Mishnah. Right, Tavid Shikon Das, you have to pay. But Tavid Dvar Mishnah, you don't have to, but the Tavid Dvar Mishnah, chozer, you can go back and you can be martyred. Question over here, that there's no Mishnah. We're talking before the Mishnah. As the Tavid Dvar Mishnah. So, Chadava Otkamer. No, he gave two reasons. Chada, the Tavid Dvar Mishnah, Choser. Va'or, Inami, Mishiko Das, to Isa, and Mumukhalabesidin, Atavachom, Mumukhalabesidin, Pat Mashon. Two reasons. He gave him one out of two reasons. Okay, stop here. Have a good time.